Now, as I told you, today is World Teachers Day, a very important day to all of us as we celebrate the work of teachers all over the world, and particularly here in South Sudan. Well, globally, the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, says the theme for this year's observation of the day is the teachers we need for the education we need. Well, the global imperative to reverse the teachers are shortages, and that's what we'll be looking at as well this morning here. Now, to want to talk about the wonderful work of teachers and the condition under which they do their work, and talk about the prospect and challenges of the education sector in South Sudan. Now, I'm glad to tell you that here with me in the studio, we have Tab Raj, who is the education specialist at UNESCO here in South Sudan. Tab, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Happy World Teachers Day.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
And also with us here in the studio, we're glad to have Ustaz John Sebit Andrea, who is the Director General for Teachers Development Management Service, Ministry of General Education and Instruction. Good morning, Ustaz. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Good morning, Radio Miraya. Nice to be with you here this morning.
Yeah, it's me, Christoph Morgan from UNICEF.
Welcome, Christoph. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Yes, and we are glad to have Agot Alier with us here in the studio. Agot Alier is UNICEF young reporter and she's a student as well. Agot, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning. I'm privileged to be here today.
It's good to have you. Now, let's begin right about now, of course, on this very, very important day. Let's begin with you, Tab Raj. Let's come to you. First, this global theme, the teachers we need for the education we need, the global imperative to reverse the teachers' shortage. It seems to be flagging a problem in the teachers sector. Help us understand this challenge.
Yeah, thank you so much, Radio Miraya, for actually, you know, organizing this debate and radio talk show on the, you know, occasion of, you know, World Teachers Day, which, as you know, is held on 5 October every year. So this day is basically celebrated as the anniversary of the adoption of 1966 ILO UNESCO recommendation concerning the status of teachers. So which actually sets the benchmark regarding the rights and responsibility of teachers and standard for their initial preparation and further education, recruitment, employment, and the teaching and learning conditions. So this is, you know, the basically why and how this day has been actually, you know, started, you know, celebrated. And this is also the day for the teacher. So teacher are the one actually who, without the teacher, the, you know, whatever actually provisions are made for the students in the classroom, it cannot be happen.
Indeed.
Yeah, and as you see the theme of this year, actually, worldwide, there are, you know, huge shortage of the teacher. If you see in the numerous countries, like, you know, the teachers, you know, profession is not, you know, been very much, you know, attractive, and teachers are not motivated, and actually, you know, so many young people, and actually teachers even who are still in the teaching force are always, you know, looking for something else than the teaching. So that is the reason actually, you know, it has caused, you know, the huge shortage of the teacher. So UN agencies, basically UNESCO, UNICEF and ILO, are actually celebrating this day, you know, worldwide, actually, like, you know, across the countries. So today there is one regional conference going on, you know, with the UNICEF and UNESCO. So this International Institute of Capacity Building for Africa, ICABA, is also organizing, you know, the webinar on the, you know, Teachers Day. So these are the, you know, some things coming up. But
Right. Considering
the, you know, South Sudan's case, maybe we'll talk later.
We'll
so there are lots of, you know, shortage
right,
of teachers.
Thank you. Let's come to you, Ustaz John Sebit. Now, coming to South Sudan here, what is the situation like? Where are we regarding the teacher-to-child ratio? Are the schools adequately staffed?
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. Yeah, in fact, the teacher-child ratio in our schools in the Republic of South Sudan is really not that perfect, or what is not supposed to be. And it is because the classes are too congested, and I think there are about more than 100 pupils in a class per one teacher. And I think this is an issue. Mm-hmm. But of course, the Ministry of Education is trying to reduce that issue at least from that big number to about 50 per ratio of one teacher. Mm-hmm. This is what the government is working for, but of course, there are some challenges which are also facing this reduction of the child-teacher ratio.
And what is the challenge here you're facing in trying to reduce this gap?
The first challenge is that, you see, we are still using the old schools which were built actually in the old Sudan, and the classes were actually meant to be 40 per a teacher. But because I think we are faced with lack of coming up with new facilities in schools, this is the problem that we are facing. But I think we are trying to build some more classes in those already schools to reduce this ratio.
All right, great. Yes, Christopher will come to you in a good, but first let's get back to you, Mr. Tabraj. Just briefly, as you heard from Ustaz John there, one of the important issues is also the teachers' training, building the capacity of teachers to deliver quality education. Is there any support that you have been providing, and what needs to be done to address this issue?
Yeah, well, thank you, Ustad John, bringing this issue. This is really very important and pertinent, actually, kind of, you know, issue in South Sudan, while actually we talk about the teaching and learning and especially the quality. As you know, South Sudan has already, you know, introduced the competency-based curriculum that has been now actually implemented in the schools on the one hand. And on the other hand, you know, South Sudan's only 49% of the, you know, 60,711 teachers are trained. And of this, only 9.2% are having a degree level training, and 8.3% having diploma level, and around 82.5% just trained at a certificate level. This translates a large number of learners are being, you know, catered by the qualified teachers. As John has already said, actually, teacher-student ratio is around 101, so which is very, you know, pertinent issue. And actually, in South Sudan, if you see the, you know, education service delivery within the, you know, Republic of South Sudan, national ministries and the state ministries, and also, you know, from the side of the, you know, development partners and the UN agencies. Among the UN agencies, yes, UNESCO and UNICEF are basically, you know, focusing on the teacher training aspect as well. Mm-hmm. For UNESCO, we have been actually, you know, working at the upstream policy level development basically. So, like, you know, UNESCO is now aiming to, you know, develop the, you know, competency framework for the teachers, so that actually the teachers' government have a kind of, you know, standard. So whenever they recruit new teachers, so they will follow that standard on the one hand. On the other hand, actually, in-service and pre-service teacher training are being conducted. Mm-hmm. But in my view, as an educationist, the training that is being currently provided to the teachers is not sufficient. This will not lead, you know, us to ensure the, you know, quality, you know, delivery of teaching and learning in the classroom, because, mm-hmm, you know, the teacher that are in the school now have a diverse kind of, you know, background. Teachers don't have adequate, you know, qualification. Teachers don't have, you know, some sort of, you know, prerequisites that are required to be a teacher is actually absence in the classroom. That's why this third term training, you know, 10 days, 15 days training will not be sufficient. That's why. So there is one program kind of, you know, being developed, you know, within the UNESCO Institute called International Bureau of Education, IBE, and the, you know, Ministry of General Education Instruction. So this is the cooperation framework is being developed, and which has actually some suggestions how this actually, you know, on the one hand, shortage of the teacher, and on the other hand, actually, those who are already in the teaching force so can be trained.
Okay,
so this framework will actually certainly ensure some.
All right. Great. We'll get back to you. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show. Of course, this is where the big conversation begins every morning, and we are commemorating the World Teachers' Day today, which is the 5th of October. We're having conversations on the importance of teachers as well as strengthening the education sector and making sure that every child has access to quality education. Now, for the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, UNICEF, we have an education specialist as well with us, Christopher Morgan. And we have a young reporter, Agot Alier, with us. Now, thank you for joining us once again. Now, let's begin with you, Agot. Why are teachers so important to you and other children of South Sudan?
Well, teachers are so important because they help us to know a lot that we've not been exposed to. Come to how our parents are living in the current days. Everybody's going out for work and children are all left there. But of course, for some parents who understand that there's need for education, send their children to school. And yes, at school, it's the teachers who do the role of taking care of these students, informing them about the diverse world and shaping their morals and all other kind of stuff that they deal with. So you find out that these teachers are the ones who spend most time with the students rather than their parents. So they really do a great work for us.
Wow, that's good to know, Christopher. As we mark this important day, help us understand more the important work that teachers do in this country, South Sudan.
Thank you, Radio Miraya. Just before I come to that, let me add briefly to the issues that facing the class teacher ratio. Truly is an issue of access. You find that in some communities there are more children in the school but there are no access. And the other thing is also there are more children but there are no qualified teachers. What is being done as part of UNICEF? We're working with the Minister of General Education to support the pre-service and in-service. The pre-service is through at least now 4 National Teacher Training Institute. We have the RAMBOR, and we have MAPER and MARIDI. So these are the national institutions that train teachers for at least 3 to 4 years to acquire a certificate or diploma in teacher education. And also we support the current existing volunteer teachers, as TAP said, really more than 80% are volunteer teachers with certificate. And when you talk of these certificates, some of them are not certificate in education. They are certificate in theology, certificate in commerce, and they are just volunteering. So UNICEF, with support from the European Union, the Global Partnership for Education, and Africa Development Union and Norway Embassy, is training more than 10,000 the volunteer teachers through the in-service course. And this in-service course is built up of the new competence curriculum. But the challenge is the teachers cannot cope up because their background is so low to be a teacher. So really, we celebrate the teachers who are holding on in the classroom, and they are doing it with the difficulties, and we know the diversities of our country, the issues of flooding, insecurity, and these are the things that we just talk to the government to encourage teachers. To encourage teachers to do better.
All right. Now let's get back to Ustaz Sevid. Ustaz Sevid, we had all the praises being given to teachers. Of course, we know how important teachers are. Everybody in the world knows. But also, on the other hand, it seems like they are one of the profession in most parts of the countries that is actually not, let's say, not well paid, not given a lot of assistance in helping them do their job. What do you think teachers in South Sudan right now really need, the immediate needs of teachers in order to make their work, enjoyable and also have the impact that it deserves to have as a teacher?
Yeah, thank you very much. In the Republic of South Sudan, what now teachers immediately need is that the conditions of the working of the teachers should be improved. And then teachers who are currently in the school should be motivated and their salary should be increased. Because now when we look at the issue of the teachers in this country, in fact, we have very many teachers in this country, but the issue is they have deserted education simply because of the low salaries. But of course, the Minister of General Education under the current minister, Awudeng Ashwil, she has really done a lot by increasing the salaries of the teachers. Now that the new salary structure, it is just on implementation. It is just waiting for the payment of the first months of July, whereby the salaries have been increased. And I think, of course, there are reasons why teachers are deserting education because of the teaching profession, simply because of the low pay. But of course, they've all gone to these organizations, but of course I think they will come back when they know that now the salary has been increased, and this is what we are working for. And indeed the salary has been increased. Once it is received, that I think they will know that things will be okay for them. Yeah.
All right. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. And yes, just briefly, Raj, how will you respond to that particular issue of the teachers leaving the profession to join other professions that are much paying?
Yeah, well, thank you. It's really a varied, you know, questions. So just to add on what actually, you know, Ustad John has said, actually, if you see the data, the only 27% of the teachers that are currently teaching are on the government payroll. Mm-hmm. And the regular pay of salary coupled with, you know, that there are a lot of depreciations and inflation at the national currency means that teachers generally struggle to meet basic needs of their families, making teaching profession becoming less and less attractive. That is the one main reason actually this is very less attractive. Therefore, the importance of prioritization of efforts to improve teachers' morale and motivation, increase teachers' pay, and improve the condition of services for teachers will ensure teaching profession is attractive and can attract the best and qualified teaching force who can contribute increasing access to quality for all, improving learning outcomes for some of the most marginalized in South Sudan.
All right. We will get back to you and continue, of course, with this. But for now, let's go to the news headlines. And when we come back from the news headlines, we'll have our guests here and still talking about this very important day, which is the International Teachers Day. Good morning. Now, Mr. Raj, earlier you were looking at how the issue of the teachers leaving the profession and joining other well-paying profession can be handled. Please continue.
Yeah, for this, as I said, actually, so teachers need to be well supported, both professionally and also personally. When I say personally, means, you know, their salary need to be increased, and which government has already initiated. It's a very, you know, good effort from the government, especially the current leadership of Ministry of General Education Instruction. I would like to congratulate them for this. Mm-hmm. Again, I would like to request them, please ensure teachers get salary monthly basis. Also, this is also one of the issues in South Sudan. So though on the one hand, salary is low, on the other hand, that this salary is not paid on time. So that's the, you know, complaint from some teachers. And then that will be kind of, you know, if that is ensured in a proper manner, so that may motivate teachers, okay? Mm-hmm. And another thing, actually, teachers, continuous, you know, teachers' professional development is very much needed. As you have heard, our UNICEF colleague, actually, like, you know, around 10,000 teachers are being trained, in-service teachers are being trained, and the pre-service teachers are being trained. That is a kind of, you know, professional development, because, you know, the learning, new learning is being unfolding in every second, every day, right? Mm-hmm. If you have keep a teacher, you know, with no update, no refresher training, so teacher cannot cope the, you know, real classroom demand. That's why the even learners, there is a disconnect between the learners and the teachers.
All right.
And the third thing, actually, I will say, so there should be, you know, the teachers kind of, you know, establish good teachers training, you know, colleges in the country. As of now, I see all the efforts and interventions that are being actually, you know, implemented in South Sudan, in my view, are more on a project kind of, you know, manner. Since the country has now, you know, gradually, you know, resolving its conflict issue and all this, so now they need to also think from more developmental perspective as well. That's why the country need to have more institutionalized, programmatic kind of, you know, approach for the teacher support and teachers motivations and the teachers, you know, attractions. This is what I would like to say.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Agod, as a young reporter, how do you promote education and make sure that the message on the importance of going to school gets to the communities?
Well, thank you. How we do this is, like, through UNICEF, we have a platform as the Young Reporters where we find out what's hurting the students, the children outside there in Juba, and even beyond Juba, and find out what we can do. So one of the things that we do is advocacy. We advocate on radio stations, on the website, about education, and even sometimes we have to go to other schools and speak to our fellow students about the need to stay in school. We talk to the appropriate stakeholders to support education and make it a priority. Yeah, apparently people go to school, but we're not sure if everybody makes it a priority. So our main aim is making it a priority for every child to go to school, to find the need to have education at the base level. And besides that, we engage with other people from wherever corner they come from, talk of other states. We have other young reporters in other states in South Sudan, and we connect with them to find out how they're also doing their part in their states.
Oh, sounds good. Now, just as a young person, how do you think education will empower the young people of South Sudan?
I think education will be like a main base for everybody to improve the country. Because recently we are having issues with, let me say, the nation. Everybody feels like we have a low education status. And I feel like through education we're able to raise greater people for the country, presidents and all other kinds of people through education.
All right. Now, Christopher, earlier UNICEF launched the Invest in Teachers, Invest in Future. Tell us a bit more about that and how it has helped the education sector in the country.
Yeah, I think, thank you. That was part of the initiative, really, to boost the morale of understanding the importance of teachers in the nation. You know, UNICEF carried out a survey on the teachers. And one of the things was that the teaching profession is low, and that is not recognized. So unless it's made attractive, then they will not. Nobody would be willing. Even now, University of Juba has low recruitment in the College of Education. That tells the situation. So that investing in the teacher was an initiative to support the government, and resulting into the support for the incentives, especially in the hard to reach. You know, Hand to Reach is a special package for teachers in the rural far areas to keep them, to motivate them. And indeed, with that initiative, the DG here can attest to it, there are more than 8,000 teachers who are physically present in the schools, and because they, at the end of the month, 3 months, they get some token and
of appreciation.
Yeah. So one of the things that also was their problem was the lack of teacher policy. But this year, through support, a policy has been developed, though it has to be validated officially. And it spells out really the terms of recruiting, remuneration, deployment. And with this, teachers will be able to understand. And one of the things we do with the policy brief, really is to help the government, because each of the teachers are issues of the government. As Tab said, you know, it's not a project, it's the government.
All right.
To make sure that it is a well, as Agot said, a well-attractive profession.
All right.
Unless it is matched to engineers, matched doctors, I guarantee you it will be a long, long story to bring teachers, because one, they pay, two, accommodation, three, the issues of health and insurance.
All right.
So these are the things that we collectively are helping together in that package of investing in teacher, at least so that they know that there is something that the government is taking care of.
All right. In less than just 30 seconds each, now I'm going to give you time for your final remarks and messages out there on this very, very important day, which is the International Teachers Day. Let's begin with you, Christopher.
As a teacher myself and as UNICEF, we advocate for the importance of teacher in the classroom to produce, and UNICEF will continue to support the government and work with donors and other development partners really to bring the agenda of teachers very important, and to work especially for South Sudan to reverse the issues of lack of qualified teachers.
Thank you so much. Yes, Agot with us here, who is a young reporter, a student as well. Agot, thank you for coming to the World Teachers Day on Radio Mirai. Do you have a favorite teacher?
Yep, I do. I love all teachers, of course.
You love all teachers, but yeah, you have your favorite one. If you have a message for that favorite teacher on the World Teachers Day, what will you tell them?
Well, for my teacher, I would say, like, you've been an hero to me, and I would love you to continue with this. And of course, even though you're getting less pay, poor housing, and all other kinds of things, I just want to motivate you to continue with this because it's really making me who I am today, and other students can also testify on their behalf. Yeah, so I appreciate their work, and I just pray that they keep it a priority to us despite all the challenges.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And Ustaz John Sevid, what will be your message?
Yeah, thank you very much. In fact, my message is that for the Minister of General Education to retain the current teachers we have already introduced what we call incentives to our national secondary schools and national teachers training institutions. And these incentives have already been passed to the schools. And in fact, we are doing that so that we don't also lose them to go to the other organizations. And I think the incentives will continue. As we have already started, it will continue for the remaining period.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Tabraj, what will be your message, please, in less than 30 seconds?
Yeah, this is basically, you know, we need to create a better teacher for a better future. So this is very much important. And the teacher supply side is also very much important. As our colleague from UNICEF said, actually universities are getting less and less number of actually, you know, students for the school of in the school of education. So we need to boost that so that the country will have a, you know, qualified, you know, teacher in the labor market in the future, so that actually South Sudan, every children in South Sudan will have a qualified teacher. And UNESCO, as a, you know, lead agency for the, you know, Education 2030 agenda, and where a teacher is one of the most important components. So we reiterate our support to the government and the development partners in South Sudan for making, you know, this Education 2030 agenda realized by each and everyone in South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tabraj. Thank you, Ustaz Sevid Andrea, for coming to Mira Studios.
Yeah,
thank you, Christopher, and thank you, God. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show.